The Rambam writes in the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that one of the things we refrain from during the 9 days is wearing Shabbos clothing. This applies even on Shabbos. On Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the Rambam writes that one does not wear Shabbos clothes, one should wear his weekday clothing instead. The Rambam didn't make this up. This is a minhag which is cited by many of the Ashkenazic Rishonim. And the Rambam brings Lahalacha in the beginning of Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. The Rambam writes there are certain exceptions. If there's an offer of that Shabbos for someone who's getting married after Tisha B'Av, but during that week, then the chasan and his parents, Kala's parents, can wear Shabbos clothing. Similarly, if there's a bris milah, then the balei bris, which includes the parents and the moel and the sanduk, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach adds, the grandparents as well would be considered balei simcha. They can wear Shabbos clothing, but other than that, the Rama writes, one does not wear one's Shabbos clothing during the 9 days, and obviously it would seem that the minig is oriented towards putting us in that frame of mind, toning down our normal activities because of the avelos of the 9 days. The Gra writes that this is a chumra yisera. He's against this minog, and he says that we do not tone down our activities on Shabbos at all due to the avelos of the 9 days. And he brings a proof from a case where Tisha B'Av itself falls on Shabbos. We know that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. And not only do we not fast, you're allowed to have Kisudas Shlomo HaMelech B'Shatzo. You can have an extravagant and fancy meal, and there are no limitations whatsoever. So says the Gra, you see, that even when it comes to Tisha B'Av, even when it comes to eating, and which is the main issur of Tisha B'Av, we do not tone down our activities on Shabbos, and so too, when it comes to Shabbos Chazon, which is not actually Tisha B'Av, when it comes to clothing, there's no need to tone down one's activities, and one can wear one's regular Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the minog in Vilna was like the Gra. It's an interesting comment. You get the impression that the minog everywhere else was not like the Gra, but certainly in our times, the universal minog is like the Gra. Even the Aruch HaShulchan, who is approximately contemporaneous with the Mishnah Berurah, writes that it's already been 2-3 generations, and nobody is knowing like the minhag cited by the Rama. And in fact, people do wear their Shabbos clothing. Mishnah Berurah writes some people are Mishanan Davar Echad, they leave off one aspect of their Shabbos attire. But I think that the minhag olam is, in general, that people do wear their full Shabbos attire on the Shabbos Chazon. The Aruch HaShulchan makes a fascinating suggestion. He claims that how could it be that the minhag simply changed? The minhag for many generations was like the Rama, and then all of a sudden, a couple of generations ago, he writes, everyone started wearing the Shabbos clothing. It must be that the minhag didn't change, the mitzvah changed. How so? So he says as follows. The minhag developed at a time when, the minhag not to wear Shabbos clothes, developed at a time when the Shabbos clothing that they wore was not that different from the weekday clothing that they wore. It was the same general style, but a little bit newer, a little bit nicer, perhaps a little bit more expensive or something. But it was the same basic style, and therefore, wearing one's weekday clothing on Shabbos did not impinge upon the character of the day at all. Later in history, he says, people started wearing different style clothing on Shabbos than they wear during the week. During the week, they wore their caps, and on Shabbos, they wore the strimals. So he says, to go ahead and to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos in that type of a society would be avelus befarhesia, and that's the problem. It's not that you can't tone down our celebration of Shabbos. It's that avelus befarhesia, public manifestations of avelus, that we avoid on Shabbos. And therefore, he says the minhag is still in effect as long as it doesn't cause avelus befarhesia. He takes the next step. He says, in my time, people once again wear the same basic style of clothing on Shabbos as they do during the week. And therefore, he writes that he recommends following the old minhag cited by the Rama and not wearing one's Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. Translating this into contemporary terminology, the Aruch HaShulchan would say as follows, presumably. If, let's say, a person who wears a suit every single day, and on Shabbos he also wears a suit, and he has a Shabbos suit, a little bit of a nicer suit. So it's the same basic style of clothing. The Aruch HaShulchan would presumably say a person should wear his weekday suit on Shabbos Chazon. Whereas a person who does not wear a suit every single day and wears a suit on Shabbos, that would really change the character of the day. It would be obvious, it would be avelus befarhesia, and therefore one would wear his Shabbos clothing even on Shabbos. As far as I know, the minhag is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The minhag olam is that people wear their Shabbos clothing even if they do wear suits every single day, and we are knowing like the Gra not to tone down our celebration of Shabbos. One can certainly ask on our minhag if we are entirely consistent, because there are things that we do on Shabbos Chazon which really do bring us into the frame of mind of the 9 days. We sing the Haftorah, most of the Haftorah in the Eichatun We sing, there's one pasuk in Parshas Devarim that many communities lay in the tune of Eicha. In some shuls, they sing L'chadodi to the tune of Elitzion. And these are all 9 days oriented things. In fact, if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes Svarim that are opposed to these Minhagim, based on the idea that, again, we don't change our celebration of Shabbos. So what's the difference? How come we wear our Shabbos clothing on the one hand, and yet we sing Eicha tune on the other? So Rav David Miller explained to me as follows, that to wear Shabbos clothing, that's something which is essential to the character of the day. Even if, perhaps, even if not like the Aruch HaShulchan, even if we wear suits every single day, a person feels like it's more, a person feels like it's more Shabbos, more of a Shabbos when he's wearing his Shabbos clothing. It changes the character of the day. Whereas when we sing the Haftorah and the Eicha tune, it doesn't change the character of the day. We're very conscious. We feel that it's Shabbos. We just know that it's Shabbos during the 9 days, and there are things that we need to be thinking about, and things that hopefully we need to be changing in order to move towards better times. So that will explain our minhag, that on the one hand we maintain the full activities that we normally have on Shabbos, and the full celebration of Shabbos, and the character of Shabbos. At the same time, in the back of our minds, but there, we are conscious of the fact that Tisha B'Av is around the corner, and there's what we can do to hopefully, once again, lead towards Besoros Tovos, B'mehru Yomeinu.